sunny and snow moves in. Clipper brings us about 1 to 3 inches of accumulation. Channel 3 meteorologist Michael Estime says 28. Lake effect snow showers overnight, 22. Saturday cloudy, 35. Kind of messy on Sunday for Browns Ravens, probably about 40 or so for a high. I've got 12, feels like 2 of your severe weather station. News top and bottom of the hour, Kathy Davis in. What's coming up at 8 o'clock here?
Good morning, Bill. We're seeing firsthand the raid by the feds at Cleveland City Hall. They've released video of it. Hundreds of birds are either rescued or found dead, freezing and starving in a Lorain County barn. And are you going Christmas tree shopping this weekend? Watch out for critters in that tree. Those stories more in 8 minutes at 8 o'clock.
Best team coverage of the Browns every Friday. Mike Snyder catches up with Bernie.
Time for our weekly visit with Bernie Kosar. Bernie, first off, before we talk about on the field, General Manager John Dorsey has been on the job for about a week, has made a few moves, said goodbye to Kenny Britt. Just what's your feel, your vibe from John Dorsey as he moves into that General Manager's chair?
Probably a little biased towards him. You know, me and him are about the same age. I had the honor of playing and practicing against him in my career. He came from Connecticut and the Yankee Conference in, like, I think 1984, was his fourth round pick with the Packers. I think he still leads the Packers in tackles by a special teams player at 35 tackles in the season. And then, if you remember, Mike, when me and you were starting out, we used to go to Green Bay and practice training camp when Lindy Infante went there after the 86-87
season. That's right.
And we spent, you know, a week or two for a couple of years practicing against each other, playing each other in the regular season once or twice, and then also annually we were basically playing in preseason. So I got a really good chance to look him in the eyes, vice versa. He got a good chance to check me on our look in the eyes and, you know, play against each other. And I like that kind of tough football mentality.
Bernie, with your inside knowledge of the sport, I just sense a vibe, though, from fans everywhere that there's a better feel for hope for the Browns going forward, having a traditional football man with quite a resume behind him and John Dorsey now calling the shots personnel-wise. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, the main thing, and this isn't to cast arrows at anybody in the past or what was happening or what's going to happen or what's happening now. The beautiful thing about football is that it's cut and dry. You caught the pass or you didn't. You won the game or you lost the game. There's no real in between. And that being said, you know, in bigger companies, when you don't win any games, like a publicly traded company or a big sports team, if you don't win any games, somebody tends to have to pay the price for that. All that being said, you know, I think guys who are in this business kind of understand the ramifications of winning, and they know the painful reality of losing, and this is unfortunately what comes with losing, is there is going to be changes.
Wanted to ask you, he made a comment in an interview this week that he has seen Baker Mayfield play 6 times. Now, we know that the Browns are going to be looking at a quarterback in the draft. One of the big knocks on Mayfield is his lack of height. Now, you always have talked very clearly about your unathletic abilities, but you had height working for you, Bernie. How much did that help you?
Well, the height helps you. I think in the spread game today, the height thing maybe isn't as big a factor. And you could look at the Russell Wilson, phenomenal players like that, where it's not as essential maybe as it was in the past. I do think the thing that's essential is the durability and the intelligence when you're playing. The guys, the hits, we all see and actually hear the sound of the hits these days. And the durability issue of being able to stay out there and withstand those type of hits and be available for 16 football games when you play that style of football. Now, you know, we talked a lot ad nauseum when Johnny Manziel was here, and I am not at all comparing Baker to Johnny, but if you even take the stuff off the field out of consideration, running into those big guys on the other side of the ball on the defense on a consistent basis is not a long-term recipe for health and being on the field. And he's got to really probably tailor his game a little bit to withstand the constant barrage of hits that he's able to take in college. I'm not sure many people physically could take that type of beating in the NFL.
Good stuff. Interesting take. Bernie Kosar, part of the best team coverage of the Browns. There'll be more of Bernie on the podcast today. Check it out. Listen at your convenience. Online, WTAM.com, podcast page, and do a search on the iHeartRadio app. Going to the game on Sunday, stop by the Naughty Mermaid downtown before the Browns-Ravens game for the Universal Windows Direct Countdown to Kickoff, hosted by Mark Munchbishop, Andre Knott, Josh Cribbs, Mike Snyder, all a part of it, 9 to 1. Best team coverage of the Browns, WTAM, 1100.